I'm at right now 1 residency and 3 fellowships, and then, working on the PhD thing. You can, in essence, create your own quote-unquote residency by picking and choosing what courses are relevant and just do it yourself. I want to explicitly state that just because I'm saying I agree with you, I don't regret what I did with my programs. If I did it over again, I would still do them. In the same breath of this whole get PT first thing, I think we need to make PT better first. And if we're going to require residencies, we should make residencies better first too.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it popping.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, pretty much alive with another episode of Maestro on the Mic. Today, we're doing a little follow-up to an episode I did last week about clinical residencies for physical therapists. I put the post up. Some people seemed like they were a little bit upset. And so I was fortunate enough to have this awesome guy, Dr. Dustin K. Willis, reach out to me via DMs and say, you know what, I've gone through a residency. I've done this. I'd love to talk to you about it. And I was like, you don't hold that thought. Come on the show. This dude right here, he's a physio. He's a professor. He's a PhD student. He's a hip hop connoisseur. And most importantly, he's a footwear fiend. We share that. Oh my God, I love it. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Dr. Dustin K. Willis.
Thanks for having me.
Dude, thanks so much for making the time. Really, I appreciate it. And also, thanks for having a good internet connection. That makes all the difference. Some people, their connection's so bad, it sounds like Demogorgon's on with them. So thank you.
Yeah, it's crucial.
So I know you got a kid over there, you got things to do. So why don't you tell the people who you are?
Okay, so my name is Dustin. I'm all the things that you just said. I graduated from Loma Linda University in 2014. And then since then, I've been trying to fill my time with as much of these residencies, fellowships, education as humanly possible. So I'm at right now 1 residency and 3 fellowships, and then, working on the PhD thing. So I definitely have some perspective to offer to the conversation that you started last week.
Wow. 1 residency and 3 fellowships. So, wow. So first off, guys, the episode I'm referencing is episode 23, where I speak about that I feel that you don't need to take a residency or go through residency in order to be great or be a good therapist. So I will link that in the show notes. But the overarching theme in that episode was simply, I was not putting down residencies. I wasn't saying, if you took a residency, you're dumb and you wasted your time. Nothing like that. Just saying that I want to present the other side of the coin. I think that, I just taught at Utica College, and a lot of the students were basically saying that the general consensus from professors is go to residency. You have to go to residency. And I'm here, as you per usual, to present the other side of the coin. And some people got really upset in the comments, and that's good. It all comes from a good place. I think everyone wants to be safe. But my point, and I will hold my ground with that, is that in order to be a good, successful clinician, you do not have to do a residency. Can it help you? Sure. Have people that gone through them come out and they're great. Yes, actually, the second episode I did, or maybe fourth episode I did, was with Tristan Fail, and she went through a residency. So, just here to present the other side. So, my dude, Dustin, can you just tell me a little about your experience within residency?
Okay, so I mean, they all be a little different, so I'll kind of start from the beginning. I did Rancho Physical Therapy's orthopedic residency. It's a private clinic down in San Diego, Murrieta area, so it's private and they kind of do it on their own. Then after that, I went on to the Kaiser Permanente of Southern California Sports Orthopedic Fellowship, and then actually, concurrently at that same time, I did Dr. Chris Powers's lower extremity biomechanics fellowship. Mm-hmm. And then the year after that, I was part of the inaugural Movement Science Fellowship at Azusa Pacific University. And yeah, like I said, I think a couple years ago, I would have been one of those people that was up in arms about your comments, because I felt very strongly about, you know, having to do this to be a good physio and all this stuff. I come from one of those universities that pushes it on you, and I get that side of the argument. But now, after having gone through it and hearing, actually listening to what you had to say with emotions removed from the equation, I get it. And like I said, when I reached out to you, I agree. It's not necessary. Don't get me wrong. I took a lot from all these experiences.
Yeah, sure.
I got pushed by some awesome mentors, learned some great content. But at the end of the day, there are still components of it that feel a little bit antiquated. Like there's a heavy, heavy reliance on the manual stuff, which, you know, we're kind of moving away from. And I think the closing statement I said is, yeah, you know, we're a doctoring profession and physicians go through residency fellowships. So part of me feels like we should be held to that same bar. But there is the other half that feels like, in the same breath of this whole get PT first thing, I think we need to make PT better first. And if we're going to require residencies, we should make residencies better first too.
Yes, that's such a profound statement, and you hit me with that, slid in the DMs, and you hit me with that, and I was like, damn, that's fine, man, like, this is so, so, so good, because you said all the points, like, there is a ton to be gained, absolutely, but there's also, you know, the flip side, and maybe some antiquated models and antiquated practices, and just because it's part of a resume, that's, you know, kind of like saying, like, just because you take the PT boards that like you're gonna be a great PT and you know all this new stuff, like you know that the PT boards are outdated. So it's great if you can find a really good residency, good fellowships, things like that. Awesome. And my advice would be, if you guys listening are considering and you're still really, you know, like, I want to take one, reach out to people who have gone through them and ask for their honest opinion.
Exactly.
You don't just go take it blindly. Like, ask them, like, you know, did you really get, what did you get out of this? What did you go in hoping to get out of this? Did you get that? Did you really feel that, you know, I understand it was good, but did it really achieve that goal, accomplish that goal?
I really feel like you hit the nail on the head too with saying that not only what we talked about, make PT better, make residencies better, but make PT school better to instill this confidence and really drill home the critical thinking in all of these students. Because like the flip side you're talking about, people that don't get into these programs, they start to feel so bad about themselves and like they can't be a good clinician anymore because they didn't get into this program and don't have these stupid little letters after their name. We live in an age now where information is so easy to get. Like,
it's everywhere.
You can, in essence, create your own quote unquote residency by picking and choosing what courses are relevant and just do it yourself. Like,
this is a profound statement, my dude. You really, and I love that you said you can create your own residency by picking and choosing what you want to learn. And I think that a good thing to do, I was talking to my good friend, Dr. J-Pop, Dr. Jennifer Hutton, and she was saying, you know, if you want to take a residency, wait like 2 years, practice a little bit, go into practice, go into the field, go and see, like, do I still feel like I need some of this, you know, more, hands-on, more direct training, mentorship after 2 years. And then if you do, cool, go down those rabbit holes, because I think a lot of it stems from fear in a good way. We want to be safe. We want our patients to be safe. We want our patients to get better. And we kind of want this insurance that if I do what this stuff said, then my patients will get better. And it comes from a great place. But the reality is, that's not how it works. So it's kind of like, go into it, go and get some experience, go and gain some confidence that perhaps your undergrad and your grad school didn't instill in you, because I know NYU didn't do a great job with it, but go and get some of that confidence. And then if you're like, you know what, I still need it, then by all means, you go and do those residencies, go and reach out to someone like my dude and ask, you know, how was it? What did you think? You had mentioned in the DM, I'm friends with Zach and Steph also.
Yeah.
You had mentioned the Level Up initiative.
Yes.
You want to speak on that a little bit? I'd love to plug them right now.
I did. I felt bad, kind of shameless self-plugging. But,
plug it. Plug away.
But, yeah, it's something that I'm a part of with Steph and Zach. For you guys that don't know, they're PTs out in Boston that are created this thing called the Level Up Initiative. And what it is, it's content to really get people better at what we call soft skills. Yes. So the subjective interviewing, really kind of integrating this whole biopsychosocial model into our PT practice. Because in reality, that's something that is largely missing from PT school. And it's kind of missing from these a lot of these advanced programs too. Don't get me wrong, I can't speak on all the programs out there. And there is some, but
yes,
it just feels like there should be so much more. So it's an online platform where we're creating content that's going to be free for people to take on and watch. However, we're kind of still working out the details, get some type of mentorship remotely or in person. Like I said, it's still being worked out, but something that we're all really passionate about creating to push that aspect of what we do as PTs.
I love it. I love them. I'm actually working on something else with Steph right now. They are just awesome humans. I met them a few months ago. So passionate. I will link you guys listening. I'll link everything in the show notes, but that's the Level Up Initiative, Zach and Steph. And so Zach's handle is,
Simple Strength Physio.
Thank you. Simple Strength Physio. And Steph's is Steph Allen DPT. I will put both of them in the show notes. Along with a link to the stuff that they're doing. And Level Up Initiative also has its own Instagram page that you should follow. And it really is about those soft skills, because at the end of the day, you can have the best cervical manipulation skills. If that person doesn't trust you, doesn't matter. You ain't touching them. They're not getting better.
It's all about therapeutic alliance, buy-in, whatever you want to call it. You need to make a connection with the person in front of you to get them better.
And it's really interesting because the people that come at me half the time, I don't get a lot of trolls, but the people that do come at me half the time, they lack that side of things. And it's like, I'm always down for a discussion. It's not, oh, you disagree with me, I don't want to talk to you. Yeah. But, you know, you're over here championing residencies and you clearly miss the soft skills of things when you're being very argumentative and you know, attacking within your statements online. Like, it's very, very interesting to see the juxtapositioning of these things, like higher learning, but I'm like, but what about the soft skills? Because this is not how we should be approaching things.
That's very much a problem, you know, within our profession and really society at large. We can't have these constructive conversations regarding our differences, because differences are healthy. We shouldn't all be robots and exactly the same. We should have different styles, different opinions, but let's be able to have a conversation about them in a civilized manner.
For real. You know, Steph had a really great point, quote, comment when I taught them back in, I don't know, a few months ago, because she did a residency also.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about that. And she was just like, you can't get 5 years of experience in 3 years. You can't get 3 years of experience.
That's a huge myth.
Like, you have to go through that amount of time. And I think that some of the arguments that people present is that, okay, you get more experience in this shorter time. And it's like, you get very good experience. I am not at all saying that the residency you did was bad or dumb or anything like that. But some of the arguments being put out there is, one, you get, you know, 3 years of experience in one. And you really can't do that. That's you. Can you get information and solid information? Yes. But applying that information, digesting it, understanding it,
yes, that's
not the same.
The critical reasoning, that's like, it felt like, looking back on PT school and even some of the programs, that was like the boring part that everyone kind of snoozed through. But that's where the gold is, really.
It is. You start to realize, you're like, dang. But again, because it ties into the ways, you know, kind of school is taught and this kind of fear tactics. You know, I said in the last episode that you see that one of the first classes they take, the first day, the professor put up a slide that was like, this is everyone who has been sued. And you're like, whoa, that's like not the best way to start.
Why would you start like that?
Right? I was like, what? You know, so if we worked on instilling more confidence, which is really what you had, you know, one of the things you had said at the end, that I was like, this guy, you have a lot of self-reflection, introspection, and that's really, that right there is another huge skill, to be able to take a step back and being like, why do I feel this way? Why am I saying this? Why do I think this way? What am I looking for in trying to do more courses, more of this? Am I looking for more information? Am I looking for more confidence?
I think the part that gets misconstrued in what you were saying is, all you're really saying is there's more than one way. Like,
yes.
If you want to, go for it. There's tons to be gained. But if you don't get in, don't beat yourself up. You're no less of a PT. If you don't get that program, if you don't have that letters, you can still be amazing. Just do it on your own.
Amazing. Exactly. And when you say do it on your own, you know, I think the argument that people put after that is like, oh, well, you know, that's like, you know, watching YouTube videos. And no, like, there's plenty of very reputable continuing ed courses. And another post I did, they don't have to offer CEUs to be very good or be attached to a big name, but there's tons of very good information out there. And, you know, it's interesting that you likened it to, you know, an MD and things like that. Yes, they have residencies, but also the risk associated with a lot of what they're doing
so much is greater.
And so it's like the associated schooling should be longer, but just like with us, I think part of the problem is that we try to create too many generalists, and it's like specialize in things from, I'm okay with that. You want to specialize in things, go down this more of this track from the beginning, but that with understanding that, hey, we're treating the entire human. But, you know, med school has to be so long because they're trying to learn the whole body, all these systems, which they learn very piecemeal like us. Yeah. And so then, yeah, it's like, you want to do open heart surgery? I should hope that you took similar schooling. Like, it's a little bit more complex than, you know, gait retraining. And I'm not saying that what we do, I'm not putting what we do down. We change lives. Like, I love my job. I love what we do. And I wish that we could market it better and that everyone was doing a bit of a better job so that, you know, the new grads coming out weren't so jaded. You know, I had a girl that wrote to me. She wasn't even in school yet, dude. She just got in. She hadn't started. And she was already worried that if she was going to hate her job.
Oh my gosh.
She hadn't even started. It's actually, I think I recorded an episode about this. Like, she hadn't even started. And I was just like, dang, what are you doing? Like, I talked to Danny Matei and, you know, he makes a great point. We have an awesome field.
Yeah. And I mean, I want to explicitly state that just because I'm saying I agree with you. I don't regret what I did with my programs.
Exactly.
If I did it over again, I would still do them.
Love
but
it.
The same way that I said, you know, get PT first, I believe we have to get PT better first. That doesn't make me not want to be a PT.
Yes.
If I'm challenging residency fellowships, it doesn't make me regret going through the programs because I was able to learn firsthand what I like, what I don't like. If I were going to start my own program, what would I do differently? What I would do similarly? So I'm not taking anything away. We're just saying there's another way. It's not the only way. And we got to get everything better. We got to get our schooling. We got to get our profession. We got to get these advanced programs. We got to level up.
Boom. Dude, I think you just closed people learning there. So I'm going to cut the episode because I know you got stuff to do, but you've said so much and I am so appreciative of what you had to say. And, you know, guys out there, like, I didn't bring him on. They're like, oh, I know he's going to support everything I stand up. He reached out and he presented both sides. And I was like, dude, come speak your piece and say what you want. Like,
yeah.
And I think that he's presented such an unbiased view, having done a different path than me, and also just saying, like, pick whatever you want. There's more than one path. You know, what the biggest goal is that we need to be looking to move things forward, understanding that there's a ton of ways to do that. There's no one right or wrong way. Just giving you guys options.
Exactly. Like, I'll close with this. And the reason behind why I did all that I did is I found a mentor, someone that I saw what he was doing, or for anyone out there, what she's doing. And I said, that is what I want to do. And so I literally rode his coattail, went everywhere he went to kind of do like apprenticeship, how they would do back in the day.
That's what it should be.
Yeah. And so he's my PhD mentor now because he is what I've constantly aspired to be like, just because I feel like I'm on the same wavelength as him as far as what he sees and wants to do in this profession. So if you guys out there look, there's social media, there's all these avenues for you to find these different people, find someone that you like, all right, I like what they're doing. I want to do what they're doing. How did they do what they're doing? Find out, reach out to them, talk to them and do it. Sometimes it might involve a program. Other times it might not.
My God, you have connected every episode I do. The two main things I always talk about. One, you must ask. If you want something, work for it, but then ask. If you don't ask, the answer will always be no. And then number two, connection. Mm. It's all about connection. This dude said, find people, speak to them, ask them things, and then connect. It's all about connections. Dude, you just blew my mind three times over.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to follow you, got some information for them?
Yeah. So email is dkwillis09. That's a shout out to Nick Van Exel, formerly of the Lakers, my favorite player ever. That's at Gmail, if I didn't say that. And then my Instagram is dwillofthenine, because I grew up in the 909 area code.
So proud.
So that's me.
dkwillis09 at gmail.com. dwillofthenine, and it's the number 9. On Instagram. I'll put those also in the show notes. My man, thank you.
Thank you for everything that you do, openly having these conversations that need to be had more often. And yeah, I appreciate you.
You're changing lives. Appreciate you, man. Changing lives. You guys out there, I appreciate you for listening. And just like last week, I'm giving away the same gift. If you hadn't gotten it, if you didn't get it last week, I should say, head on over to tribe.themovementmaestro.com and claim your free gift to help you out with those soft skills, right? It's something that helped me out with treating, and I think it'll help you out. So tribe.themovementmaestro.com. If you like this episode, subscribe so that you don't miss any of the other ones. We're bringing the fire every single time. My man, Dustin, thank you again. Thank you. You guys out there, thank you. Until next time, Dustin and Maestro.